One of the key points Mike Zimmer stresses to each and every player on the Minnesota Vikings is accountability. Bringing responsibility and accepting the duties each player must perform on the football field.
Coach Zimmer he likes things done, you know, a certain way, and certain, you know, technique, fundamentals, and things to be exact. And as a player, that's what you want for, or just what you want for yourself. You want to be exact. You want to be on everything, you know, and have every, you know, mental rep before you do it physically. And he challenges you with that. And I think as far as coaching goes, that's probably the best way to put it is I've never had a coach challenge me as much as Coach Zimmer has. And that be, you know, physically and mentally. And I think it's been great for this organization to have his voice come in here.
Motivating and engaging his players to succeed on the football field is the goal for the head coach. For a local program, they take the same philosophies and principles of responsibility and accountability to motivate and shape young lives.
We teach them about real world skill sets, but we also teach them about who they are in the real world and how to show up within those guidelines, but also how to show up as who they are and not to suppress themselves, but to learn how to manage who they are. So one of the things that we talk about in leadership, the first person you learn to lead is yourself. And once you learn how to lead yourself, then you can be able to lead in other organizations. So first you lead yourself, then how do you lead in school? How do you lead in your community? How do you lead in your family? How do you lead in your city, your state? How do you lead in the world?
Girls in Action was founded in 2005 as a way to give young women a chance to grow and learn from mentors and leaders. It gives girls a chance to see and learn firsthand from successful women the power of education, leadership, and accountability.
What we want them to do is we want them to take action steps toward their life. So we teach them about their personal power. We teach them about leadership. We teach them about career choices and post-secondary options for when they, you know, once they graduate.
A group of girls and mentors from the program got a chance this week to come to Winter Park, meet the players, and get a tour of the facility. But they also learned about the many successful women working in the Vikings organization and the many career opportunities in the sports world.
This is a particularly male-dominated field. It has been traditionally, and I'm really working hard to create more opportunities and pathways for young girls and women to get into this industry. Meeting with Girls in Action was a perfect, I think, introduction for me to be able to reach out and inspire some of these women and give them an example of what they can aspire to be.
It's fun. It's fun to see people that remind me of myself at their age and to see someone doing something that I want to do. I was like, yeah, I can do it. And so to hear them talk to me about the colleges that they want to go to and the careers that they want to do, I can help people that are younger than me see their potential.
I hope not just here, but I hope wherever they go, someone is around them to give them that push. You know what I mean? To say, hey, go to school or, you know, go to college, you know what I mean? Get the education because it's important. I wouldn't be here today without the education.
A day spent learning and meeting staff and players is plenty of motivation for these lucky young women who are hoping to take the lessons learned and apply them to their inspired minds. Girls in Action has positively impacted over 3,000 junior high and high school girls across the state of Minnesota in just over a decade. Just as Mike Zimmer teaches to his players, accountability and responsibility will help bring success in football and in life.
First of all, it's a wonderful opportunity, not only for the girls to be able to be exposed, not just to the players, but for them to be able to see the women at work behind the scenes and all the work that they do. And not necessarily, they're not on the field, but they help keep the field running smoothly. That was really beneficial to them. And then just the tour of the facility was great for them, as well as being able to just ask questions and talk to all the different leaders here at the camp.